Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right there. So let's level with the people.
Absolutely.
As I've just said, each episode is a how-to. Tess is really into DIY. We've done how to do DIY. I think we've even done how to like put up a shelf.
Not on the podcast. We made a video about it. We wrote a book about it.
DIY in it.
I had to fight. I kept being said probably a bit much DIY in here, I reckon.
The publishers kept taking the DIY sections out.
And I kept sliding them back in.
Popping them back in. And then we consolidated them into one big chapter. And then today, Tessa has presented the concept of doing how to put up a shelf again. And then we drilled down, very good pun,
very good,
into the reasons why she wanted to do that. And it was just because you found out about walls and you'd like to talk about them.
That's right. I'd like to call this episode How to Understand What a Wall Is.
And I think that's one of my favourite episode titles. So look, it's open for everyone. What's so great is that sometimes we'll do an episode and it won't be relevant to someone. Walls are relevant to all.
Walls for all.
Walls for all on that campaign.
Yes, that's the spirit of this. Basically, as some of you will know, I, or indeed our new listeners who are just wall enthusiasts and are joining us just today.
I'd say start with this episode as the first one.
If you're a wall enthusiast, it'll be your first and your last. Come on in. So, as some of you will know, I own a little flat and I'm tempting some home reno, changing room style. And I'm attempting to, it has currently three very tiny rooms, and I thought, what if it had one good room and one if we like instead of all the rooms being crap, what if there was we mash them together, knock down a wall,
one super room
and the other one's still crap, but one super room. Hello. So I've been taking a wall down. Professional builders are involved. I have been asking to help every day, and I am nothing but a hindrance.
Now, didn't you say earlier, I think you said earlier, that I asked Tessa how it was going, and Tessa said, they've sort of left, and there's quite a lot to do, and I think that's because I told them I do the rest of it.
Yes, that is. It's become apparent that they think they've come to the end of their work, because I said I would take on all the decorating, but it turns out I just thought that was a bit of paint, and I was like, I can do paint, but
Plastering,
skirting boards, sanding. Caulking, for example. What's that? It's sealing up a skirting board, Stevie. I'm understanding why everybody cries on grand designs. But it has also been extremely eye-opening. Also, the builders, God bless him, his name is Darek, he's Polish. I like him so much. And he lets me help. And then like last Friday, he was showing me what he was leaving and what he needs to start doing on Monday. And then I was like, yeah. Well, I'll crack on over the weekend. And he was like, Tessa, do not crack on. Please, you are making this very bad, very slow. Please, like someone having to like hold me by the shoulders and be like, do not crack on.
Well, also as well, I know we're doing how to understand what a wall is, but maybe it's how to understand what a wall is, aka how to deal with builders, because I think that's quite an interesting thing that I've never had any experience in.
When I come to the end of this process and I have a bit more clarity of my thoughts.
Then we're going to do that as our part.
Because I would like
firstly, just what is a wall?
What's a wall?
second how to deal with builders on when they're coming into your house.
Total home renovation, yes. The whole thing. We'll do a big episode.
So excited.
We'll talk
about
people coming into your house, what it's like to have people in your home who are professionals at something, and how you feel like a little maid, you know, a maiden, as in a sort of like, oh, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, because it is, you don't want it to be, but it is a gendered thing.
Very gendered thing.
I don't think, yeah, it's very rare. I don't think I've ever met a female builder or a builder who doesn't identify as a straight cis man. And so you constantly feel that you're being like put in that role as well. Being like, is that a bit of piping?
Yeah.
Then?
What I really want to do with my life is to run a female led building company called Cowgirl Builders, in which only ladies come and
or anyone
or no, it's ladies or lows presenting. You know, it's yeah. we don't. It's people who it's
anyone
no,
who's just not
no,
a straight
no
man.
No straight men allowed.
That's right. Yeah,
anyone else welcome. Yeah, the gays, yeah. Get in here. You famously aren't involved in the building trade. Yeah. Like everybody's welcome here except the straight men.
Great,
and because they've got that market covered, and it is just other people. And they when we come, we're reassuringly expensive. We
good.
Cost a lot of money. We do a good job. We come on time. We don't lie. And when we get there, we tell you what we're doing if you would like to know.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Because you might be like, please, I couldn't give a shit, I'm going to work. Or you might be like, how does the wall work? And we tell you.
We
help you understand your pipes. And we say, like, this thing is something that you could do with a piece of equipment that costs £1. And this is something that costs £500 and needs a professional with 2 years of experience.
Excellent.
Because you never really know with plumbing. Anyway, so that's my wants and future goal.
Yes, but also that's, you've really set up your stall for what this episode people can expect, which is we're just focusing on the wall.
We're just on the wall.
But and if you want more wall, then you know, hang around, because at some point there's going to be a full building episode coming at you. Is that your adult thing for the week that you've torn a wall down?
No, my adult thing should be really that I did not crack on. You know, like that.
Yes.
My adult thing is that.
Sorry, every week we do a what's the most adult thing you've done this week? Just for new
wall. The wall guys.
Doesn't have
come
to be
on in.
Walls. Could be.
Come on in. Mine is that I got myself. I lost my MacBook charger.
Yeah.
The ongoing
computer. Tess has been having computer issues, laptop issues, I say for 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Tell them about my worst time when what was out the backpack.
Oh, yeah. So, when
and what
we
did you think
to,
my worst time was?
Well, I think it was all sort of mixed together. But the worst bit was when, yeah, I think I've told it a lot, though. I was at a book launch, and not mine, just my friend's. And I turned around and Tessa had come with a backpack with a huge, like, remember at school, and we're talking in like the 90s, and one of those like very large off-white analog keyboards, which were like, dum, 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 like the buttons, you have to really press with a huge thick cord. Like a garden hose, like popping
it was
out
jet
the back.
Black. It wasn't off,
and it was also like no, but that in my head, that sort of no, but it was yeah, it was jet black, and it lit up, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was the thing, and it was hanging out like half.
It was bigger than the backpack, so it was all the way up my back,
hanging out, and she was just sort of going like, "Oh, hey," and like turning around, and people were ducking, like it was just a jousting tournament, and that was you had that because your keyboard had
got
stopped
wet.
Working because you'd thrown something over it, but also before that, you couldn't use the major vowel.
I couldn't
anyway.
Use Z or
yes.
delete.
But then A was the issue,
then,
wasn't it?
And then I did, for when it was Z, I thought, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
I think I can get by without the Z, because I was keeping my Z in my control paste. So if I wanted
yes,
a Z, it was a V.
Oh, very deep.
But then when the A went, and I thought, yeah. Oh, we're out.
We
this is a nightmare.
That.
Anyway, then I was like, well, I'm not buying a new one, but what I can buy is this £11 keyboard. Plug that in with the USB. Job's a good one.
Then that broke.
Oh, yes. Christ, that broke. Anyway, so then recently I've just left my Mac charger somewhere. I don't know where it is. Have you got it? Send it in, please. So, of course, I got it down the market.
Oh.
I bought it from a man in an alley, and it does work. God bless the man, but I can't use the computer at the same time.
There's never simplicity. There's
never.
Always something bizarre.
Oh dear!
Because you need for
just do things right.
Every time we've been doing this podcast, and your adult thing is something else insane about your laptop. I tell you to not go down the market.
No,
and
don't
you
go
insist
down the
on going down.
I
the
love
market.
The market.
Anyway, sorry.
Cash
what's your adult
hand.
Thing? Is it you've gone down the market again?
Oh, sorry. The thing was, I realized I didn't have it. Didn't freak out. Just left the house, walked to the market.
Yeah, so I don't think it is you went
yeah,
down
it was
the market
again. Yeah,
yeah. No, fine, okay. Right. I love that for you. Mine is that I've been a very good girl with my new retainer that I've got from the bottom.
Well done.
That you've got to put in. And I'm on my fourth one and I've worn it every day, apart from one day when I was like, I feel great. Oh, yeah. And I don't mind it, in part from when you have to change over and you have to put the new one in that's a little bit tighter than the old one. And there's this slight fear, because when you bite down for the first time, it's either like, oh, okay, whoa, but that's very nice and tight, or it's like, oh, my teeth are going to break. Oh, okay. So that's
horrible.
And the current one I'm on is tooth breaking, and I did a little when it went in. But then after about 2 hours, it's all fine. Okay, so let's get into what's a wall. I'm guessing that this stems from like when the wall came down and you were like, I did not think that that was what was in a wall.
Yes. The thing that has been interesting me about walls for a while is...
This entire episode is batshit,
right? It's like, so if you attempt any sort of DIY, or you just even are interested in like the structure of your house or anything like that, you go on YouTube and there's a man called Brett Randy from Brett Mandy's Interior Designs and Shelving. Mm. We're going to just talk about walls today. And so if you are doing some plastering, of course, you just bring down your dry board and then up you go and up it's in the timber.
Oh, I don't. And, this would be all walls of just bricks.
Yeah, exactly. So on these American YouTube videos, the way they show, and because America build houses, their resources are cheap, you know, they are building in a different, totally different way. They're using very modern resources. And so they build very efficiently, and therefore if you in any way improve or put up a shelf or do anything, like the structure of the house is built for you to do things like that.
Nice.
It's that if you are working out of the United Kingdom, your house was built 1,000 years ago, and anything, and so therefore when you watch the videos, you're like, right, like... And you, so if it took me a while to be like, I see now, we actually have totally different walls.
Right.
Like our walls are completely different to what the YouTubers have.
And
are
we talking, because I live in like a new build. Mm-hmm. So would my wall be
You have
similar?
Got the American walls.
Right. But also as well, not built effectively, because the other day I found out that they've just put all the pipes in the wrong way, which means that my house doesn't heat. And I was like, cool, can that be changed? And they were like, no. So I was like, okay. So probably it's still bad. But yours is, for listeners, that's a period building, like an old building, and you're at the top, aren't you? And so it's, so yeah, like, is that particularly like those old, basically if your house is old, then you're going to have a wall that maybe won't be behaving in the American way.
Please, yes, let me talk you through the history of walls. We start with wattle and daub.
Okay, well, bits of chicken.
Yeah, do you remember wattle and daub? Do you remember doing that in like year four when you learned about like the Tudors or something?
And I remember going home being like, there's poo in the walls. And they were like, thinking that mum would go, no, your teacher's being stupid. And she's like, yeah, no, there is. And I was absolutely...
Your mind's blown.
Oh my God.
Okay. So, a wattle and daub wall. Do you know any guesses on what wattle and daub, any of either one?
No.
Okay. Wattle is the sticks, like wooden sticks. And then daub.
Shit. Okay, got it.
Wattle it. Shit.
Shit
on it. Perfect.
Right,
so you built the structure and you sort of, you sort of got your two big long sticks going vertical.
Yeah.
Then you would put your, thinner sticks going horizontal.
Yeah.
And then you're like, right, well, I can still see through. So get some poo in there.
Yeah.
And that's
like classic, yeah.
Wattle and daub, baby. Okay. And so then sort of about 200 years ago, we start being like, right, well, let's move away from the shit if
we
can.
Our
houses smell bad. And now we start moving into lathe and plaster.
Ooh.
Okay, so lathe and plaster is something that you have got in your house. Perhaps, but like, so I wouldn't be surprised to discover lathe and plaster if you've got an old house. And that is, we're still doing the horizontal wooden bits.
Okay.
And then we go thin sticks again. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, we got our wattle in there still.
Do a shit in it?
No, we do not shit. We plaster. Okay. So instead of wattle and daub, lathe and plaster.
So the wattle becomes the lathe.
Wattle becomes the lathe, but they look pretty much the same.
Same.
So you can say, I call them wattle.
That's what you can say if you like.
To anyone. Okay. So this is what, so these are the types of walls in your house. Your outside wall might be brick.
Mm-hmm.
We can all understand that. Brick.
I know what brick is.
We know what it does. That's your outside wall. Your inner.
And is that just like one layer of brick, by the way? Or do they just do multiple layers of brick?
Yes, multiple layers of brick. It's probably multiple layers, because otherwise if you tipped one out, you could just see to the outside world.
Thank you.
So you've probably got at least two layers of brickwork there. But that's the outer walls. Then your inner walls, and this is when you might have somebody say, like, is that a supporting wall? And you'd be like, emotionally supporting me, that's for sure.
Yeah, isn't the wall all supporting?
Are we all supporting in many ways?
Yes.
So a supporting wall means that it is in some way integral to the structure of the house.
So if you knock it down, the house will fall
down. If you knock it down, the house will fall down.
Oh, is that the same as load-bearing?
Exactly the same word, Stevie.
Oh, my God.
So it is taking the weight of the woof. The wattle and daub and the woof, okay? So that's a load-bearing wall.
Okay.
Then you might just have a partition wall.
Okay, and that's like for a bit of like, driver, roll down the partition, please. That Beyonce song.
Yes.
And if the driver can roll it down, that means it's not supporting anything. So it's just a bit of fun.
Amen. Okay. If the driver can roll it down, so can you.
Great.
So if it's just a partition wall, it's a non-supporting partition wall, that's coming down.
And is
no
that
problem.
The wall, well, hopefully, that's the wall that you've brought down in your house.
No, the other. No, I have, of course, okay, of course. Great, yeah. So I attempted to bring down the other one. And because when I was touching
by
it.
By when you attempted to.
I had a little go, yeah. And then they were like, the house will fall down. And not just your flat, but the whole thing will come down.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, cool. So because you can like, because you can touch it and be like, but it sounds hollow and crap. Like, surely that's not taking any weight, but you never know where the outside structure is.
Oh, that's actually very useful to know. So, because I think I would always imagine that the load-bearing wall would be look
clearly strong.
Yes.
Right? Interesting. If you've got the original floorboards, the floorboards will go the opposite way to the load-bearing. So it's like this. Like, so can you imagine?
So they like intersect.
Like if you were building Jenga.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
So they like, so you'd obviously, if you were building a house up, right, you were like, get your Jenga that way. And then for safety, let's go the opposite way.
Oh,
you know
that's
what I mean?
So interesting. So they basically crisscross, right?
Yeah,
that's
crisscross
really
for safety. Whereas, so it might have the ones that are sat on the thing, that's the load bearing, and the ones that are going this way, because obviously that's just going
running,
straight through.
Running with the grain of the board.
Perfect. Yeah. That's where your weakest point is. So you're like, put your wall on there.
Right. Your partition.
So if you wanted to build a wall, you would put up these things called studs. Timber studs.
Oh.
Sexy as you like.
So
sexy as the northern
sexy
wind.
Sexy horses, they go in.
So why didn't they're sexy horses?
Because stud farms and studs about
of course, horses. Stevie.
You taught me that.
Oh.
I know nothing about horses. I think I've once seen a horse. And
how just, would you describe like that?
Like a sort of like a wooden horse.
Yeah.
yes. You know what? So Tess is showing me a photo of the, what's it called again, did you say? The studs.
The stud, the timber
so
studs.
The timber stud. It feels like what I was actually imagining the wattle / the lathe to be. So it looks like, okay, so we're in the Green Mile film featuring Tom Hanks in the old-fashioned jail, and you've got the prisoners looking out, but instead of the bars, it's wood.
Great.
That's what it looks
like. Yeah, it looks like that. But they are so wide apart that the prisoners could escape.
They could escape. So it would have to be John Coffey, the guy in the Green Mile who's very big.
He couldn't come out.
No.
But everyone else would probably make it through. Yeah. On their side, sure.
Yeah, sure.
But they're about a ruler's distance apart. And they're these long, thin, long, and they go from the floor to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Up they go, they're on. But then obviously we're like, well, how can we keep the prisoners in?
Mm.
That they're just coming through. So now we need to go like
horizontal
this with our wattle.
Wattle.
Or you lay them shit. Okay. So now you go studs going upwards and then coming downwards. Lathes.
Lathes. It was lathes again.
And then they look like kindling, thin bits.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thin bits of nothing. So that's what wattle used to look like. And now they got a bit smarter and now they're called lathes.
Okay.
And then so you hammer those in, right? And then you plaster on the top of that.
Wow. But how do you plaster when there's the holes in the between?
They're so close together. The lathe. So they now look like the ribs of a rib cage, right?
Oh, that's good.
So the wattles are so close that you couldn't even get the
like
prisoners.
Chicken wire.
The prisoners couldn't even get a finger through.
Right.
So that's how close those are.
And plastering is that stuff, is it the stuff where it's like there's like a trowel and it's quite
trowel
white and they like
yeah,
do the thing
yeah.
and it looks okay.
And it goes on a quite pleasant pink colour.
Yes.
And then it drying it's like, oh, that looks nice. So that's a plaster, like a pink plastered wall. And then after you got that, you're off. You're, that's a wall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So that's what they used to do up until about 40 years ago.
Mm.
Maybe less, maybe the 50s. In the recent, yeah. I don't know.
No.
That's the thing is that one of the walls in mine turned out to have this lathe and mm-hmm. wooden thing, the old lathes. And then the other one turned out to be called plasterboard. So then these guys, the building trade, instead of being like, we put on each individual thin lathe to create a thing and then we plaster on top of that, they're like, fuck it, let's just hammer on some really thin, good quality thing called plasterboard or drywall, and then let's just plaster on top of that. And now the job takes 10 minutes instead of weeks and weeks and weeks
but
by a master craftsman.
Is drywall not a problem? Because is it quite easy to like fuck up?
Define fucking
like,
up.
I don't know. I just always... So when I think of drywall, I think of like... problems with it or like it coming off or it being badly done.
Okay, yeah.
Like new builds and stuff.
Okay.
And I think of my own flat, basically.
It's like, got problems with the drywall?
Well, I literally just got in and there was like a little holder for a tea towel and I went, oh, that's fun, put a tea towel in it and it fell off and then a big chunk of the wall fell off. And I was like, hang on, this is a brand new flat. It was just rubbish. And then someone said something about drywall.
Ah, great. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the drywall.
Oh,
because
God.
That's what I was talking about. I thought, fuck, maybe it's not called drywall. But I've had a Google.
No, it is.
Drywall, also called plasterboard, wallboard, sheetrock, gypsum board, buster board, custard board.
Okay.
Is this big sheet, like a meter long sheet that goes in. So I bet if it had been badly done.
Yeah.
Then so what was this, a hook? And you put a hook in?
It was like a little, I didn't put it in. The previous tenant had put it in. And I just put the tea towel in and it didn't even hold the tea towel and just fell off the wall. And then I called the landlord and was like, there's a huge hole in the, and they're like, well, you did that. And I was like, no.
Like lathe, what a care to get each one in, hammer it in, plaster on top of that. Whereas now it's like whack up the drywall and now plaster on and we're off, you know?
Right, okay.
Jobs in, get the tenants in.
The you know,
so this is increasing
tea towels
fall off the wall. Okay, so this brings me perfectly to the next bit, which is why I think the tea towel fell off the wall.
Oh my God.
Because the previous tenant put that hook up, correct?
Yes.
So this is the thing about the when you put up a shelf or a hook or anything. You're just like, right, well, wall's a wall, put the thing up.
Mm.
But it turns out when we put something that's going to take any weight, because essentially you've got your big timber, your timber studs, the ones going upright. So you've got one side of the wall, you've got the other side of the wall, but in between that, you're hollow.
Yes, right. I felt that in your wall.
Yeah,
remember?
You think you were like,
fell down.
And we thought it had gone on to the other side of the
You went
wall.
In to have a look.
I went
to be
like, oh, fucking hell, that's come up. But we were like, so we heard it go down. We were like, where is it?
Mm.
It's in the hollow. It's inside.
Sleepy Hollow.
It's in Sleepy Hollow. It's inside the wall. Also, sidebar, I cannot tell you how often they've made a hole and I've gone, any treasure? And they've been like, Tessa, listen, we'll say if there's treasure. You need to stop coming to ask if there's any treasure today.
Yes.
I've not found anything. I thought we'd be like a coin or a bit or something.
Inside the wall. Yeah.
So it's on top of the, also just on top of the plaster, mm-hmm. you can now have either paint or wallpaper. And luckily, right. those are your only two options and both are understandable. And what, like, you doesn't, you're not like, is it that? Or it's like, you can see.
You can see.
In your understanding. The nice thing about sometimes, again, in this cheap, like, whack it up, put that on, people just paint, landlords just paint over wallpaper.
Oh my God, that happens all the time.
All the time. So just be like, look, it's clean, fine, done. But what you need to do, again, because it takes care and dedication, is to steam off all your wallpaper, get it back to the plaster layer, then blah, 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 blah,
blah. And then re-wallpaper it.
And then
all
re-wallpaper it, like, take care. But if you just whack it over the top of it... you know,
once quicker,
of course it's going to come off, you know. Yeah. So it's all about this, like, we don't take any care anymore about our spaces, is why. Okay, so because they're hollow in there, and so if you just pick up anywhere on the wall at random and you're like, I'm going to hammer in my nail or I'm going to drill in for my tea towel hook, what if it goes into the hollow space?
Not the stud.
Okay. So if it's going to that hollow space, it will take it for a bit and it will hold the weight. But after a while, exactly what happened to you.
Oh my God. And also, if he'd done it with the lathe, there's more chance of drilling through a lathe or a stud because it's more wood stuff. Whereas if it's just drywall, you've got less chance because it's more hollow because there's no lathes happening.
Exactly. It's even more hollow because you've got no lathes in there.
Right.
Exactly. But it would eventually go through the lathes as well. But at least you'd have like a bit more, you know. So you've got to put your things into a stud, which again, the horizontal boys, the jail, the edges of the jail, now they can take the weight. Like, now things can...
How do you find a stud?
Oh my God, Stevie, fantastic question. You won't believe what Brett and Randy think you're supposed to do on the internet.
Yeah, what?
Knock.
Well, that's what I would have said.
Yeah,
either so that or do like a call.
Yeah, so
see
you,
if the stud
so
calls
you knock
back.
Along. You yeah. knock along and you go, once you find one, because they're always the same distance apart from each other, you can always find the others. Right. But I have knocked extensively. I can't hear the difference.
Right.
I cannot hear it. Because obviously you should be able to, because you go hollow, 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 wood, wood,
well,
wood.
In the films, that's what
in the film.
Like, and they go boom.
Oh my God. Like, oh, wow. Oh my God. So in the films, they're looking for where the secret passage is, and then it's hollow.
It's really obvious.
It's lucky I'm not one of them, because I'd be straight past it. I can't hear it for love nor money. So what I've had to get is a stud finder.
Oh, wow, that sounds very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Like dousing for water.
Yeah, and then, of course, if there's a gentleman in your house, you can always be like, oh, found him. Oh, bit of fun. You know, the builders, Derek loves that.
Constantly finding
that's
him.
That's Derek's favourite thing. I offered him a tea the other day, and he said no. And I said, do you want anything? And he said, no, just nice words. And I was like, Derek, you're doing fantastic.
Oh.
And he said, thank you. Just nice words, please. Anyway, so it's not a big thing. And you hold it in your hand. It's got a little electronic dial on the front, electronic display.
Is it pricey?
£8.
Oh my God.
That's the thing. You think, this is an expensive bit of kit. Oh. They're really, really reasonable. They feel like Batman. So they're literally sending out a sense. I genuinely don't know how they're doing it.
So sonar. So it's like, it goes through and you can tell the hollow and if it bounces off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a bat signal.
Yeah, it's a bat signal.
Wow.
So that, and you can buy that in the shop.
Or
can you
simply
that?
Buy a bat and fly bat, it around
train
your
train a bat to work for you.
Yeah.
Or option two.
£8. £8
and we're done. You just go along the wall, and when it gets to the stud, you go like nice. When you get to the stud, it goes beep, beep. Or it makes a little noise. And then you mark up where that one is, and you go and you find the next one. Once you've found two, you're like, well, then you do the rest because, you know, you're here now.
Yeah.
But they will be equally spaced apart from each other.
I love that. And then you know exactly where to knock in your nails.
Then you're like, that's where the weight, if you're putting up a shelf, the weight needs to go onto the stud so it can take the weight. Also, if you are looking for a stud finder, you can also, it can tell you where pipes are, it can tell you where electrical, the more advanced ones can say where pipes are. But again, not so advanced that you're like, well, only a professional can have those. Okay, and so my final thing about the wall is, of course, if you're like, right, well, I found my studs, but they're in the wrong place. I need to hang this tea towel somewhere where there isn't a stud.
Oh, yes.
Right? So you're like, well, now what the hell am I going to do? And now who's coming in to save the day?
Batman.
And what's he got in his little tool case? He's got some rawl plugs.
Oh, my good friend, the rawl plug.
Yes. The little condom for the screw.
Yes.
I used to throw them away because I thought they were just plastic casing.
Yes. I mean,
I never knew what they were. I was just like, well, they're no use to me. Turns out they're absolutely crucial and they're the reason that everything I owned fell off the walls. So I was just like, whack that nail and that'll do it. So you've got to have a rawl plug. Some people, so they are called a wall plug. In the US, they're known as an anchor or a wall anchor or a rawl plug. RAWL plug.
So that means if you use a rawl plug, you can just put it into drywall.
Yeah. You put it into, it'll go because the drywall's only about a centimeter thick.
Mm-hmm.
So it will, you know, but your screw is easily 3 centimeters, if not more.
Right.
So it will go through the other side and out into the hollow bit.
And even if it's a heavy thing, or is it best not to do a heavy thing?
You can, because what you can get is this rawl plug that goes in. It's called a hollow wall anchor. It goes in. It's like fucking is it called Independence Day when Ben Affleck goes to space?
That's Armageddon.
Armageddon.
I don't think he goes to space. Oh, no, right. he does.
And he pushes.
No, Bruce Willis doesn't. Bruce Willis
pushes
on the meteor.
On the meteor, and he pushes Ben Affleck back into the thing.
Oh, yes. Ben Affleck does go into space.
Yeah,
yes.
They all go into space.
Pop and Kate Beckinsale also stays on the beach. Of course. And reads the letters on busy. The beach a lot.
Yeah. Liv Tyler, I think it is.
And Kate Beckinsale is in Pearl Harbor. It's a completely different film.
She's on the beach. She's on the beach. Listen, it's good to establish where Kate Beckinsale is at all times.
In any film. And also in The Wall as well.
And I bring it to your attention, Stevie, because what are they doing up there? Drilling. And what they think they're trying to do is put something...
They don't use a roll plug in the
What they're trying to do is put something in that once it's in, is going to expand in there and create like an... So when you say anchor, as in it's going to like... As literally an anchor would. Imagine if an anchor, a sea anchor, imagine if its little legs were tucked in.
Yeah.
So it went in thin.
And it barbed out.
And it barbed out.
Oh, yes, like a fox's penis.
Like a fox's penis. That's much better analogy than Armageddon. Okay, so... So a wall anchor, if you've got really thin drywall and it goes hollow, it goes in and barbs out like a fox's penis.
Oh, my God.
And then, Stevie, that thing can take 100 kilos. So there's no way that you're...
I'm so excited.
It's in.
Okay.
Right?
If only Lucas, who lived in the flat before me, had known about the fox
known about
penis
bloody this,
plug.
For God's sake. And so a lot of people, not of people, one person has once said to me, is it a raw plug? Because it is confusing, because it's like, are you saying wall? When you say raw, are you saying
also the
wall
way it's spelled as well? I think my sister, when she saw our video of it, because there's a video of me using a raw plug in Tessa's wall to bad effect, she was like, I've always called it a rowel plug.
Rowel.
Rowel's plug.
Rowel's plug. Listen, you're not wrong.
No, I mean, you
but
are.
But in some ways, yes. So wall plug, correct. Rowel's plug. Why not?
The Armageddon raw meteor
plug
nuclear
anchor is correct. You could also attempt to call a toggle boggle. Why not?
I mean, let's just rein it in for Randy at this point.
But so the reason they're called a raw plug, because the original wall plug was invented by John Joseph Rawlings in 1911.
It's not the Rawlings plug. That's a name that people know.
Yeah.
Rawl is not a thing. Sorry, John.
So... Fuck you, John. So before this time, before he was invented, to get anything in the wall, you had to get yourself all the way back to your lathe and plaster.
Mm.
You had to find your stud. You had to get a wooden like peg thing. You had to, like, again, all this care, and this is why shit doesn't fall down in houses, you know, than the old stuff.
Mm.
But you had to take so it was an extensive process, and you were supposed to do this sort of thing when you were building the house.
Right.
So you didn't really. So if you added to it at a later date, everyone was like, oh God, fine. So the Rawling brothers, a very small plumbing and electrical engineering company, in 1910, they get the contract for the British Museum, who said, could we have some electric lights, please? And they were like, yeah, fine, but we have to smash all this stuff down. And they were like, no, the building is too precious. You need to just do it, but quietly.
Yeah.
And you can't be smashing through anything, so you just need to hang everything. So they had to invent something in order to do it.
Love that.
Good for them.
They must be so rich now. Well, they're probably dead now. But
They're long dead.
The Rawlings family, like cleaning up.
Yeah, so, and God bless the Rawlings, because we are still using the patented Rawl plug for this exact thing, still to this day. And that is what I have recently learned about walls.
I mean, that was genuinely, as we all thought it would be, an excellent episode.
Thank
really
you, everybody.
It.
I just really was like, wow, I've got to let the people know.
You do.
I've seen how
and
a
you
wall,
have.
I've seen how a wall works.
They're all glad. So, yes, stay tuned, because we are going to, when Tessa finishes her journey with the builders, we're going to learn about how to deal with builders in your house. I think that'd be really fun. But, yeah, if you have any other... Do you have any questions for Tessa?
Questions for me? If I may, please send your suggestions in. Otherwise, it will be the history of walls.
Yeah,
from here on out.
If you've got any things you'd like us to tackle, please do let us know. We don't have to do... next one. What's paint? I don't know.
But again, I'm not interested.
No, to be honest. We
okay,
could
uh-oh, here it comes.
Happening. What's a mug? The history of mug handles. Do email us nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com or our social meds @nobodypanicpod. And thank you so much, Tessa. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you so much for having me, Stevie, and for allowing me this space.
Oh my God, you can have all the space you like.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go and knock a wall.
Here we go. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.